We got the TV on here in the studio, and I've been noticing all morning on the news that we've got going here that GM is unveiling a driverless car for next year.
Yeah.
And Eric's the only one on the show, I think, that really is
excited about it.
The rest of us are a little bit reticent.
Uh-huh.
Little
skeptical.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too excited about the... You know why? It's computers. I'll give you an example. Phoenix Pay System. Okay? That's all computers. They can't figure out how to pay Canadian federal employees. And then there's... look at the American Airlines, which is in the news today.
They're not very good at booking schedules.
No. American Airlines, they... You know, Christmas, busiest time of the year for travel, and the computer screwed up and gave 15,000 pilots who should be flying at Christmas, Christmas off.
Well,
so
I would point out that for the most part, these aren't computer screw-ups, but rather human error.
Right. Just like in a driverless car.
The Phoenix Pay System was, hey, this is complicated, and we can come in and show you how it works. And the government said, no, thanks. We got this.
Well, a human has to program the car.
Yes. You
know? Exactly.
Yeah. So the human back at the GM plant, he doesn't program the car properly. You're dead.
I feel like that's a pretty big leap that you're making there.
Really?
Yeah. How about the guy who's not driving it properly? You're dead. You know, there's a whole lot more of those than there are people programming it back at the factory.
Don't worry about this, folks. I got this. I'm an American Airlines pilot, and I've got some time in my hands.
I got Christmas up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Hope they fix that American Airlines problem. It could be
a real
nightmare at the airports at Christmas time.
Who needs pilots? Who needs a pilot?
Well, apparently...
they have autopilots.
Exactly.
Like your driverless cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't they just do that? They should just do that.
Really?
So you've got an autopilot, all right? There's nobody driving your car. And then something goes wrong with the computer, so you're up there and you're just going around and around and around for hours and hours. How do you get down?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody calls and help us.
It's hard to call a mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if the computer, for some reason, the landing portion of the computer is all screwed up.
I think you're kind of screwed.
A little bit.
Just a bit.
Driverless cars. Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous?
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.